The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
He's doing faux jokes in here now. Faux king jokes. Okay? As he's wheeling the chair out with one hand. Beat it.
Get out of here, Lance.
He's beating it while he's talking about the faux king.
I know you were bragging earlier in the week about being on a podcast, and you questioned whether I would join a podcast. Someone asked me, guess who's going to be on Barry's podcast today?
Barry asked you to do it?
Yeah, he said, I heard people told me that you said you would do it. I was like, oh, screw those people. I would do it, but I didn't need people to tell him. But yeah, I'm doing
Barry
it.
Barry tweeted out, and I was going to tweet him back, I'll do it. He said, who should I get next on my podcast? I said, I will.
Well, someone
I already did it.
Yeah, someone volunteered me, and Barry was like, yeah, I got Della on Thursday, so I'm doing it Thursday.
Yeah.
Which is today. So I'll be doing that with Barry.
What if he asked one of the questions, why do you hate John so much?
I'll get into it.
Yeah. I don't hate John. I never think about John.
Yeah, I will explain. People think I hate John. I rarely think about John, so I'll get into that if you ask, but I think I feel like I've let that be known. It's not a hate. It's a lack of care.
Right. There's zero care. There's a zero care factor.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. Why is Chad Johnson taking Viagra before every game?
I don't know. It would creep me out if I was an opposing corner. If he talked about that, if I knew that he just popped the pill, what did he tell what the effects of it and how it positively affected his game?
So he said, I took Viagra before every game and to get around PED rules. It would boost his performance. And somebody asked him, why Viagra? He said, NFL tests for steroids. How are you going to stop me running on three legs every Sunday? No hat.
No cap.
Well, he said no hat.
Did he use an emoji or did he actually say no hat?
No, he said no hat. Oh, usually, and then an emoji.
Usually no cap means it's like, I'm serious. Not lying. I don't know why a third leg was going to be necessary to run. Because wouldn't that kind of knock you off balance?
Well, the active ingredient in the drug, sildenafil, increases blood flow by opening up blood vessels. It allows blood to flow more freely through muscles and can provide more oxygen. However, many experts still aren't sure if it truly gives athletes a competitive advantage. It won't necessarily make an athlete faster or stronger. More oxygen to the... Isn't that why cyclists, they wanted more oxygen to their...
Yes.
Yes.
Oxygenated the muscles, I guess. I guess if he found a way and he believed that it helped, maybe it's more mental than anything else, but take the Viagra, man, as long as it's not illegal for you to take it.
And then after the game, you're all ready.
Well, it doesn't only last for like 4 hours.
He would
have to find...
No. If you last four hours, you've got to go to the hospital.
It's a problem. Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
I remember that. If you are having an issue for 4 hours, go to the hospital.
Right.
Look.
Not an issue if you're issuing a problem for 4 hours.
Well, it depends on what you consider a problem, John.
Well, it'll be a problem if it's 4 hours for her. It's going to be a problem.
Maybe she's a professional. Who knows?
Maybe. I think even the pros, they take a break.
Hey, knock it off. Yeah. I appreciate Chad Johnson / Ocho Cinco giving us the story because it just adds to his legend. I mean, he's been out of the league for what? What are we talking about now? 7 years now or so. When's the last time you played football?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah. Look, he has an active Twitter, and he will jump into conversations. And I liked him as a player. I like him as a Twitter follow, or at least a Twitter contributor. If you were taking Viagra to help yourself on the field, as long as it didn't get you busted and you never got suspended for a game, do it. Maybe more players would do it.
Yeah, I don't know that it. Okay, that's the question. Does it boost performance because it brings more blood flow to your muscles? I don't know.
Who knows?
Or oxygen to your muscles.
You would think with all the sports science that someone would have figured that out by now if that was actually the case.
But like you said, I don't know that would be an illegal substance because it doesn't enhance performance. Doesn't make you stronger or faster.
Yeah, the whole point is if it did, it wouldn't be allowed.
Right. And if you're going to test guys and bust them, if they're going to get suspended for taking Viagra, a lot of guys in the league, because they guys like to have sport relations.
Yeah, they take it after.
Just for sport, for good sport.
Yeah, they take it for other reasons besides perform. Well, they take it for performance, but not football.
Now, it's a performance enhancer there.
Yeah, and that's why they take it. So, yeah, if it became a thing where the NFL, look, guys, no Viagra, a lot of guys would file grievances.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. I never thought about that.
Neither have I. I would stake a claim that it's more mental, maybe a placebo effect for him, where he thinks.
Could be.
He thinks it helps, so he takes it, and maybe he just feels better mentally. But whatever. As long as the dude never got busted for PEDs and he went over to Viagra, fine. Whatever. I'm a little doubtful, though.
This is a crazy stat. Aaron just put this out. Sharp Football put this out. When James Conner was out last season, the Steelers passed the ball 75% of the time when Jalen Samuels was on the field. When Benny Snell was on the field, they ran 78% of the time, and 92% if Johnny Holton was also in.
That's not great self-scouting.
Well, right. That is really, really terrible, because the other teams will notice that. Hey, when Jalen Samuels is on the field, they're going to throw the ball.
Yeah, it's the whole thing when it's really more of a college back thing when you don't put a back in who can't pass protect. So when he's in the game, you're handing the ball off. I mean, maybe that was the Steelers thinking that these guys can't protect the
Benny
quarterbacks
Snell
we have
was a
now.
Rookie last year, no?
Yeah, out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
So maybe that was their thought, but I mean, other teams will find that out.
Yeah, if you have tendencies like that,
overwhelming tendencies.
Right. The Texans have a guy that looks for stuff like that. Their analysts.
I imagine every team.
Yeah, everything should. Apparently, Pittsburgh doesn't.
Speaking of teams, someone asked a question about the Texans. Have y'all discussed which other top 10 players could be had for David Johnson in the second? Because apparently, Yandrig was rated a top 10 player. No, we didn't think maybe we could get Russell Wilson for David Johnson in the second. You don't want to talk about it?
No. For David Johnson in a second. Oh, my God. DeAndre, what did DeAndre finish, 10th?
Let me look.
Oh, my gosh. With 3 years left on his contract. With 3 years left on his deal.
Team control for 3 more years where he couldn't sit out or risk. No, or if he did,
if he sits, no, he gets can't fine. Sit out.
And that's what I'm saying. He couldn't. All the talk about money that they were trying to sell us, which is just a blatant liar. They just didn't understand the situation because he wasn't going to sit out. We saw Dalvin Cook talk all that, make a lot of noise earlier, and now his agent's disputing the whole he's going to not sit out. But the reports are coaches have been telling, I guess, media that he's coming in because he's got no recourse but to come in.
Yeah.
Just like DeAndre would have had no recourse.
No recourse whatsoever. You can't sit out under this collective bargaining agreement. So dumb. Gosh. That's the dumbest trade in NFL history. It's the dumbest trade in NFL history. It's just amazing.
And to answer your question, DeAndre was ranked 8th.
8th for a second and David Johnson.
So it'd be like saying the Patriots traded Stephen Gilmore. Or Stephen Gilmore to the Cardinals for a second, and David Johnson. That's because he was ranked 9th. That's pretty much what the now some positions are more premium than others, but the caliber of player like Bill Belichick just traded Stephon Gilmore to the Cardinals for David Johnson in the second. That's what he did.
Well, I don't know. I think he learned something from Bill O'Brien from Bill Belichick because Belichick traded Garoppolo for a second.
Well, was that out of spite?
Come on, you're hurting your team. Please.
But he was. I get that is a bad one. But at least he had the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah,
as
right.
A fallback.
Right.
What did the Texans have? Kenny Stills and Brandon. I guess Brandon Cooks. They made the trade for after. So it's. I get it. That's not a great trade when you look at it. But it ain't. But he had Tom Brady. He wasn't worried about quarterback play.
No. But I think he was. He was pissy. That's no way to trade. And being mad at a player is no way to trade either. Jadavian, get him out of here. But DeAndre, get him out of here.
Well, if they want to sign Jadavian, they can. Still not on a team.
That's unbelievable. Maybe Bill O'Brien is being... Actually, though, he picked up $7 million of Jadavian's contract.
It's not justified.
For a third rounder. I'm done with this segment. Goodbye.
We're done. John's done.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back here. I'm a real spicy boy now, Dell.
So am I.
I just tweeted it out. You're a spicy boy, too?
I am. Well, if you remember, Raheel called himself a spicy boy.
Right.
Like, just happenstance. I was like, what did you say? And I said, you should put that on your profile. And he did. And now we've got merch. Spicy boy t-shirts, spicy boy banana hammocks, or face masks. Doesn't have the feeling of, like, panties.
It is tight. I mean, he got a little face, apparently.
No, but even the texture... Like, I have face mask.
Yeah, it does have a panty texture.
Yeah. I was like, did he just give me a thong to put on?
Did you see the guy walking around with the, that's all he had on, was the face mask over his junk?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That was not something that you want to see. Okay. Just a banana hammock, that's it.
There was a picture of a guy, he was wearing like this, I forgot what they're called, I don't know what they're called. I forgot what they're called. But he looked like if Fred Van Fleet hadn't picked up a basketball. Like, he had this, what are they called? It was like a thong, but it came up and it.
Oh, like a.
I forgot what they're called. String bikini? I don't know. I don't know what they're officially called, but it all it did was cover his junk, and then he had the straps over his shoulder.
Like Borat War.
Yeah, like Borat War.
Right.
And he looked like Fred Van Fleet. If he had never, like, if things had went down the wrong path for Fred Van Fleet,
that's what
it would
be
that guy.
He'd be
it was during the early stages of the pandemic.
I don't need that in my life.
No one does.
So Raheel is here, and he just stopped in and gave me the spicy boy face mask.
Yeah.
And he won't come on the show because he's a puss.
Well, he wouldn't come on the show when Charlie was out and like, hey, does anyone want to fill in for Charlie? He was like, I'm not doing that. So you think he's going to do something now?
Yeah.
No way.
Come on the show.
Nah, Raheel had to...
Art, get Raheel to come on the show.
Raheel's back because he had to return some stuff.
He had to return some... What? Did he steal stuff?
I don't know if he even wants to tell the story, but let's just say he got something for work purposes.
Did he catch something up here?
Not Rona. Oh. He was given something for work purposes, and then he was like, until they tell me to bring it back, I'm not going to see anything. And then he finally got a call. Hey, do you still have that? Like, yeah. Oh, I thought I don't know where that is. Let me find it.
He was using it every day?
Of course.
What was it, a laptop?
I mean,
something.
Source is close to me.
Something. Something like that?
Yeah.
But he won't come on. What a puss.
I'm not surprised by that because I told you when we did our show together and then when it went away, the guy who replaced us, Charlie, would go on vacation sometimes and they would ask, hey, you want to come? I'm like, no. He's like, I'm not doing that. You think he would come in now and do it for free?
He's the worst person I've ever met.
You can check out Raheel and David Nuno. They're doing good stuff
For
the digital side of ABC 13, getting a lot of good interviews. When he tweets stuff out, that's how you probably are going to figure out when that stuff is out there. But just, follow at @_Raheel if you haven't already. And get some of the Spicy Boy stuff.
Yeah, get you some.
A t-shirt. They have women's tees, tank tops, I believe, and also face masks that feel like there's a thong on your face.
Mm-hmm. So 703-780-3776. Oh yeah. Now don't forget this time that Throw Shade Thursday is next.
Yes.
Art's already reminded us.
And he did it rather aggressively.
And guess what I said? No. It's not Art. No, it's not. So listen. Think of your shade that you're going to throw at someone.
I imagine there were some Dodgers in town you could throw some shade at.
Joe Kelly. Perfect. This is the first time I can't throw shade at Rob Manfred. I am really, and for those of you just joining us, you want to talk about the Astros, and they lost in 13. Rios homered off of Cy Snead, and they lose the game. They didn't hit. The reason they lost the game is because they didn't hit. Christian Javier was awesome. Blake Taylor was awesome. Everybody pitched great. Unbelievable how well Cy Snead gave up. You know, he gave up the big hit to Mookie. Why does he bring him back in? Why?
We've already, at least through six games, we're already taking issue of Dusty's pitching decisions.
Management of the bullpen
already. And yeah. I don't know if that's been a thing for him.
It's a huge thing for him.
Yeah, so it appears that's going to continue.
Yes. And we're, guess what? That's what we got. I like Dusty. I'm not going so far. I heard Josh yesterday. He's a hero. And, you know, we don't take, you know, listen, that quote really didn't come to the fore. It didn't actually reach its fruition because Rob Manfred shut it down. And I was advocating in the morning yesterday. They've got to throw at him. You've got to protect your hitters. This is, you know what, this can't go on. So there's got to be a beanball war, and the consequences. But Rob Manfred said, "Watch this. There will be no beanball." And oh, by the way, this is a notice to every other team in the big leagues. You ain't throwing at the Astros. This ain't happening. So in that respect, while he destroyed an organization and just let them out hang out there while the Red Sox and the Yankees went unchecked and have absolutely nothing on their plate, the Astros are taking the brunt of all of it. At least he protected them here.
Yeah, and it's probably for his own well-being, because if it becomes a thing where the Astros are just getting plunked day after day, even baseball people will be like, okay, how long is this going to go on? Because you're asking the Astros to retaliate at that point. Because if you're not going to protect them by issuing, maybe not an edict, but suspending someone so everyone knows it's knock it off, you're asking for just those Astros who against whoever games become beanball wars.
Yeah.
And that's not a great look.
No, and it's not good baseball. There was nothing good about that the other night.
No.
I mean, I was excited. I was like, get him, Carl. And Carlos just stood there. Carlos acted professional. And oh, by the way, and I couldn't agree more with Lance McCullers how unprofessional Joe Kelly was. You don't throw up around their heads. You want to throw at their legs, that's fine if you feel like, but you don't throw up there the way he was, the way he did. Two, three times, and arguable whether or not the Yuli one was. The other two, there's no question in my mind.
And listening to people talk about, well, he threw it behind him. There's no – look, you can't predict what a player is going to do when a ball is coming at their head. Like, we all know sometimes you freeze up or you move the wrong direction because of whatever. You're putting them in danger and forcing them to react in a way so they don't get hurt. So I don't buy anyone talking about, well – it was behind him. There's no way he was going to hit him. You're putting them in danger. You don't know how they're going to respond. Below the shoulder. You want to hit him in the ribs to get your point across? I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Because those are the rules that baseball has decided are okay. Look, you can't cheat by using a trash can, but we're okay with you throwing a projectile 90 miles an hour at someone. We're fine with that. So if those are the rules, hit him in the backside. Hit him in the back, but the head thing, you're asking for something awful to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just fortunate that nothing did.
1024. These kind of smell like panties, too.
Well, I don't know. Should we wash these before you put them on your face?
I don't know. I'm a spicy boy, though. Wow. I know that. They're adjustable, so you can loosen them up. Man, they had my ears.
I see that now. Yeah. Raheel, he's got spicy boy merchandise. If you want the feeling of a thong on your face...
With these things off of it.
Oh, it's a little looser?
See, yeah, it's a lot looser. But, see, you can tell the difference wearing a mask and talking and not.
True, yeah, it's clear.
Yes, it's much clearer.
That's why we don't do them when we do a regular
Art,
show.
You better leave Laura Beavers alone or you're gonna hear it, all right? You're gonna catch some over here.
Throw shade at Laura Beavers.
No, that's so stupid.
What? Laura's one of the best people here.
How mad are all the other teams? The Dodgers ruined it for everyone else and didn't even hit anyone. That is true. They didn't even get dotted.
That's true. You missed.
Once again, the Astros win. No punishment.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's going to say.
And Marcus Stroman was out talking. He was tweeting and defending Joe Kelly. How could he get suspended? I don't know, Marcus, because he threw a baseball. Even if you throw in breaking balls, whatever you called it, so an 80-something mile an hour breaking ball to someone's forehead isn't going to hurt?
Yeah, stop.
I've never understood the whole, well, he threw a breaking ball.
That was faster than 87 anyway.
Whatever it was, but still, he's throwing a... I would ask people, if you're okay with it, how about you stand 60 feet away from me, I pick up a rock and throw it at your head, and you have to get it out of the way. Is that a problem for you? Probably. I get it, it's baseball, so some rules, some things are allowed, but I've never understood why the throwing a baseball at someone is okay. I've never got why that's allowed.
It's okay around the butt area.
Even I understand that's how you police the game, but it's still...
Well, in hockey, you know, you got to police the game. It's physical.
But hockey, you're not allowed to use an implement to hit someone. If you do, it's a penalty. You can't just slash someone.
Right. Well, guys slash each other all the time.
And they get penalized for it.
Sometimes they don't.
Well, if they don't get
caught.
When you're
going down the ice and a guy is hitting you.
If you go for... Well, the equivalent of what Joe Kelly did was two hands on the stick down on your wrist.
Right.
You get penalized.
Yeah, you get penalized.
Yeah. Right. I understand you police the game, but the whole throwing a projectile at someone is something
games,
weird
though,
to me.
8 games, though, is extensive.
He deserved it.
He did deserve it. I agree. I want to applaud the commissioner's office.
He
well played, sir.
He got hit for not just that, but for calling Carlos a bitch and being a repeat offender.
Yeah. I think that played into it, too. But you don't say that. You just say, you're going to get 8 games if you throw at the Astros. How's that? If it's on purpose. If you hit an Astro, okay. But if it's on purpose... Guess what?
And really, 2 weeks from now, if they're playing the Mariners and the Mariner hits an Astro in the ribs because it's a 3-0 count and he feels like doing it, I don't know if the Mariner is going to catch a lot because he threw a ball at the ribs where that's acceptable. But Joe Kelly got what he deserved, and you guys can – some people can praise him, but I think it was crap, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I think it was crap, too. It was very unprofessional. You don't throw around the head. You just don't. All right. 713-780-3776. Time to throw some shade. 713-780-3777. Who wronged you? Who did something that was egregious? I like the word egregious. Who in any way, shape, or form pissed you off? Let's go. It's time to throw some shade. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, let's go. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here to throw some shade, who wronged you? Who did? Now, it could be your wife. Did she sleep with your buddy? Okay. Then you should call. You should give us a call and tell us about that. Did you sleep with her sister? Okay. Maybe you should shame yourself, throw shade at yourself or the sister. I don't know what happened there. Maybe it was her fault. Who? No one knows. Did you rob a bank? Did someone jaywalk in front of your car and you hit them? Whatever the case may be. 713-780-3776. You ready, though? Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. So we're having... This is the first time we've ever had a technical difficulty, but I can't see... Normally, Dell will be able to put the names up on a board, and I can see them, but I can't today. So, Dell, you're going to have to tell us who's next.
Right, let's go with OU Mike. Let's see.
You're starting with OU Mike.
Let's get it out of the way. I just want to get it out of the way.
You're leading him off like Kyle Tucker, 1-for-6 last night.
And hopefully he'll strike out because that's what he usually does.
Ooh, okay. Let's see what OU Mike does. Are you going to bring it today, OU Mike?
Yeah, I'm bringing it today. I'm going to throw a little bit of shade at the producers there at the station, minus T. Scott. T. Scott's all right. The producers there, they walk around with butt hurt all the time. And then they say stuff like, oh, you just hide behind the text messages, blah, 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 while they hide behind the band button. So, yeah, get over your butt hurt, producers there at the station. Lame.
Make some shade.
Okay. All right. That's a horrible start.
Yes.
He didn't
He didn't even name
nobody on, one out.
strikeout. Hey, it's the bottom of the 10th. We need just get even a bunt.
Yeah.
Sacrifice.
Right. Okay. There it is. Anything. Oh, wow.
We got a lot of calls.
Look at. Well, AD had to come to the rescue.
Well, thank you, AD.
Thank you, AD. Knuckles. What? Hey, Knuckles. Hey, C.
Yeah, sure.
Knuckles is here. Hey, what's up, Knuckles?
Good morning, gentlemen. I did not rob a bank. I did not sleep with my wife's sister. And hope to God she didn't sleep with my buddy. But I called because if you have a man on second base and you have three outs to give, why aren't you bunting him over? Even the sacrifice fly would get him in if you just bunt him over to third. Shane throw to all the managers, even the players that take it upon themselves to bunt the man over. Thank you, gentlemen.
Agreed. And it's even
make some shade.
Now, Dusty said, well, they didn't bunt, we didn't bunt. Well, you know what, though? They're not playing for one run. You are, because the game is over if you score one run. They're scoring. They got to worry about just scoring one. They can't score just one run because you might score more. But when you are tied in the bottom of extra innings, you bunt him over to score the run. Dusty, come on, buddy. Come on, pal. Please. Please, Dusty. And the other thing is, don't put Davinsky in the eighth. Jay is next. What up, Jay?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, man, so I want to throw some shade at my general manager at work for making me transfer because I started sleeping with one of the managers. So screw you, buddy. How about that?
Yeah. Sleeping.
Make some shade.
I mean, if one of the managers is down with it, why can't your boss be? I mean.
Maybe it hurts morale.
No, it helps her morale.
Well, certainly.
All right. Obviously. Well, I don't know. I don't know how good Jay is.
Yeah, you got to ask.
I'm just assuming it's a she.
Yeah, you are making a lot of assumptions.
But I'm going to go with that.
I don't know what Jay's
into. I'm going with that right now. David is next. What up, David?
Okay. So you're saying if I shoot my gun at somebody but I miss, then it's legal, first of all. But then second of all,
yes, it is.
My shade is actually going to be a Colin Cowherd, who, out of all the ESPN talking heads, I kind of think he's usually the most sensible. He said, you know, I have no problem with baseball policing themselves. I have no problem with the Joe Kelly thing and all that crap. And then 10 minutes later, he says, I haven't even seen the Alex Smith injury because I hate seeing athletes get injured. Shade thrown.
Yeah, it's okay.
Make some shade.
So, yeah, I am saying that if you shoot your gun at someone and miss them, it is a crime.
Maybe he's suggesting that it's the equivalent of throwing a baseball at someone and missing, and people are just treating it like it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Right. So, yeah, maybe I thought he was saying it sarcastically, but apparently not.
I think he was saying, hey,
yeah.
that's
so
dangerous.
You're saying yes. Yes, yes, you're saying that. Yes, and you're right there, David. And that's Colin Cowherd being Colin Cowherd. Who's next, Del? Trey?
Steve.
Oh, Steve's next. Let's go, Steve. What up, Steve?
What up, sports?
Wrong show.
I would like to shade at Rahil for coming to the studio and not hanging out with his boys and getting on the mic. Shade thrown.
There you go. I agree with you.
Make some shade.
What a puss.
I don't know if it's a scared thing. I think he just doesn't want any part of
no,
it.
No, he's scared.
Scared of what?
Biz Notch. That's what he's...
He brought you a spicy boy face mask, and this is what you got to say about him?
He did.
You're not a true
Smells
friend.
Like a panty.
You ain't one of the real ones.
Let's get Mark in here. What up, Mark?
About a month ago, our beloved little dog got out of our yard and got lost, so we posted the neighborhood full of flyers with our cell phone number on it. Yesterday, my wife gets a text that says, I found your dog. So she replied... Nothing, nothing, nothing. Then we get another text that says, oh, sorry. Actually, my husband backed over your dog in our driveway. He's dead, and we put him in the trash. Sexually transmitted shade thrown.
Make some shade.
I'm sexually transmitted shade?
He wants to give him an STS?
But that's a bad person, huh?
Yes.
Why even contact if you're going to keep the dog or you killed it?
You know, if you ran, like, I get that you might want to remove the uncertainty from someone if the dog is dead, but I don't know if I would drop the info. Yeah, I backed over your dog.
Right.
I don't know how you get that message across that your dog is dead and is never coming back.
Or they stole the dog. They're just going to keep it.
That too. Maybe they have kids and they fell in love with the dog and now they're not giving it back.
We're not going. Okay. Then don't. You should have never contacted them in the first place.
Yeah, that's probably the best option.
Trey is next. What up, Trey?
Boy, how do I follow that one up? That was really sad.
What up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, Johnny G, Delvin Diesel? Oh, wait. Oh, did y'all not do that anymore?
Yeah. No, that's Delvin Cito, but you did. Okay, go ahead. What shade?
Anyways, I'd like to throw shade at the ESPN broadcast crew for cutting away from the Astros when they were in the 12th inning, so I missed George Springer striking out for the stupid Angels and Mariners. And I'd also like to throw shade at Pringles for making their cans, like, too small for my hands, you know? I hate that.
Yeah, you can't, those chips. Well, you got to, you tip it over, though. Never mind. Thanks, Trey.
You're welcome.
It's not working, though. Next up is Chuck. Let's go, Chuck. What up?
What's going on, guys? It's me again. I'd just like to throw shade at Mr. Lance Zerlein for joining in on that Notre Dame roast this morning. You know, Dell, I can understand his hate. It's a robbery thing. That's I totally respect it. But a guy that can't clear a curb, stay on a ladder, trash-ass brisket, and just basically doesn't know what team he supports except what his wife tells him to, come on, throw some shade.
Make some shade.
I didn't hear what his wife what?
He said he doesn't know who to support until his wife tells him to.
That's right. Well, he's got to support Texas, doesn't he? Because that's what his wife said.
Apparently.
I got the same thing at home with LSU.
Yeah.
I got that same.
There's no.
But I got a daughter there. I had a daughter there.
Yeah, it's easier for you.
I wrote those checks, okay, so I get to root for them.
You're allowed.
Underrated mess. What's up?
What's up, fellas? So I cut the cord a while ago because, you know, F that. But I want to throw some shade at AT&T Sportsnet or whatever that crap is, that crappy deal that the Astros have with them. I figured MLB TV, I only had 2 months to pay for it. Might as well stream these games to watch my squad. Blacked out. Yo, it's a pandemic. Let me watch the boys.
Yeah. The local games are always
make some shade.
The local games are always blacked out, underrated mess. That's on you.
Yeah, and that's the same for NBA Game Pass too, I believe.
Yeah. Because they want the local market
it
wants
doesn't
it.
Help the local ratings if you're watching it on.
Right.
Yeah.
Underrated mess, that's on you. But not gonna okay.
You're just giving him some information.
That's all.
Right? He can yell at MLB if he wants.
713-780-3776. You still got some time. A couple lines open. 713-780-3776. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Dale, hey, buddy. Got a question for you. Hey, brother, when are we going to the drive-thru strip club, man? What's up?
I don't like hanging out with you, period. Why would I want to go to a drive-thru strip club with you?
And how do you know what a thong and some panties feel like, bro? You don't even, you're celibate, bro.
I'm not celibate. Just because my only interaction with women don't just come from strip clubs like you, doesn't mean I'm celibate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, gotcha, do you have some shade?
Yeah, I do have two quick shades, man. I want to throw shade at Carlos Correa, bitch ass, scary ass. Only one that wanted smoke in that game was McCullers and Yuli. And my second shade, I was delivering out here in Sugarland to a gated community, and I had a bunch of boxes for this old white lady. And she was like, you sure are a hardworking boy, aren't you? And I was like, boy? I was like, okay, I got you. So the next day, she had some fragile boxes. I just threw it over the fence. I Carlos Correa that bug, straight to first base. I hope all her crap broke.
I'm throwing some, make some shade.
Oh, she didn't mean nothing by it.
Well, watch your tone, I guess is the lesson.
Well,
watch your tone.
How did she say boy?
Is it boy?
You're a hard-working boy.
Yeah, I don't know how
hey,
she
boy.
Said it. I don't know how she
you
said
hard-working.
It.
You hard-working.
However she said it, it felt a certain way to Lazy J, and that's why all her stuff is broken now.
John is next. What's up, John?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man, so today I lost one of the best people I know, man, one of the best basketball and football coaches I had growing up. I want to throw some shade at Campton, man. It sucks, brother. Rest in peace, Andrew Broussard.
I'm throw some, make some
cancer.
Shade.
Thank you. Now that's real shade.
Yeah.
Cancer sucks. And
nothing much more to say than that. It's awful.
Nope. Tiny, let's see what our boy's doing. What's up, Tiny? See, I call him my boy. That's all right.
I think I know where we're going with this one. Throwing some shade at my ex Alabama fan ex wife who liked everybody else's finger in her booty. I'm done.
Oh,
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I didn't know that was a thing.
An LSU fan.
Well, she no longer likes an LSU fan.
Well, apparently everybody.
An LSU fan came stuck his spike in my booty.
I don't know. I don't want to get involved in that.
No, I didn't know.
I don't want to get involved in that. Well, everybody else's finger in her booty. I don't know.
Neither do I.
But Robert, what's going on, Robert?
Yeah, man, I'd like to throw some shade on the Astros and the Dodgers game last night. Two of the best offenses in the MLB, and they couldn't hit the over. I waited for live to hit 8.5, 7.5, and didn't even get close.
Oh, yeah, the over. Yeah, they suck. They suck at hitting.
Throw some, make some shade.
That's terrible. You're right. You're right about that. All right, we're done with throw. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Well
Which
done,
was your
people.
Favorite? Was it Trey's? He threw shade at Pringles cans.
Pringles,
they're too small.
Because you can't get fingers in there to get the chips.
You're not supposed to.
You tip them.
You tip them over.
Yeah,
and then they come out. And they come in a out stack.
That's how you do it, Trey.
Yeah, you don't. It's not. You don't treat it like a normal chip bag.
Pringles caught it today.
Too small.
Trey, just tip it over.
Yeah.
1044, News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, Raheel. R.I.P. Raheel. He's a puss. I'm telling you. He wouldn't even come on the air today. What a jerk.
I've talked to you. I explained this to you already.
I don't care.
He wouldn't come on the air.
I don't care. You think I ever use logic? I don't care.
Why would he come on for free? When he was an employee, he didn't want to fill in sometimes, depending on circumstances.
Right. Right. All right. There's a bunch of stories here today. By the way, 2020 U.S. Open, no fans. Yeah.
That's a shame.
That is a shame because this is like the greatest sporting event in the world.
Is it?
Yeah. Are you, though?
Is it, though?
Are you, though? So, a wife says that her cheating husband wants her blessing to keep seeing his mistress. Thing is, the mistress is terminally ill.
Well, he wants to spend her final days with.
Right.
He wants to spend those days with her.
So, if you're the wife, are you good with it?
Well, if she's already accepted the fact that he has a mistress, why wouldn't you be okay?
Well, I'm not sure that about 8 months ago she saw the obvious signs. I'm not sure that she's down with it.
Well, look, this guy has already decided your feelings don't mean that much to me because, you know, I have a mistress. Why would he even want her permission or blessing? You've already told everyone you don't care that much about what she has to say or what she feels. Just go ahead. Why are you asking permission for?
Well, because I still want to come home at night, but I'm going to be...
Well, if she already knows... Well, if you still want to come home at night, don't cheat on your wife.
Right.
If that's what you want and you know she's not down with it, stop cheating on your wife.
Well, hey, and how about something humane, Dell? She's dying.
Well, I'm not saying...
She's dying over there.
I'm not suggesting he shouldn't be there with her since he decided to spend part of his life with his mistress. Or I wish I knew her name, so I stopped referencing her as that. But he's already decided, hey, the woman I married, you don't mean that much to me.
Mm-hmm.
So go spend time with the woman you decided meant more.
Well, guess what? I'm going to, and then I'm coming home, too.
Well, that's for the wife to decide, I guess.
the Catholic Church is afraid that the Bible could fall foul of new hate crime legislation.
Well, there are some pretty aggressive things in the
Bible. About homosexuality.
And what you can do and not do.
A human person, including the belief that sex and gender are not fluid and changeable. So, do you think the Bible it could be hate crime?
Is a book a hate crime?
Well,
what if Christianity? Look, what if we call it a fiction book? Is it still a hate crime? Just to find a way around it, like, because fiction books have awful things in it too.
Well, they could be. They could be.
So I don't know what they consider a hate crime. Are words hate crimes now?
Yes.
It may be hate speech.
Yes.
It's hate speech.
Hate speech. Yes. Yes. The British government's investing in a new company. It's a sex party company.
Sounds fun.
Yep. It's a startup. The British government they're investing £170,000 in a company that throws sex parties. Do you think you want your government in the sex party business?
I feel like that money is better spent there than some of the other things our government spends their money on.
Yeah, actually, it's probably going to make money, and actually it'll be a nice investment, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably pretty lucrative.
Uh-huh.
Make some of that money back you're taking away from me in terms of taxes.
A Florida congressional candidate is worried about anime porn like Dragon Ball Z.
That's not porn.
Well, are you sure about that?
Dragon Ball Z is not porn.
They are now introducing a great deal of anime porn into the internet matrix. Dragon Ball Z is one of the top issues here. They are sexualizing cartoon characters to push a depraved agenda on our kids.
Who said this?
K.W. Miller for Congress.
Dragon Ball Z has been around longer than that person might have been eligible to be a congressman. It's been around since 1989.
Yeah, it's porn.
No, it's not.
Do they make the girls look hot? Yes.
And I'm just talking about the cartoons. I'm not even sure how long the actual anime in terms of graphic novel stuff has been out. They're not even that many girls in Dragon Ball Z. They're all dudes.
I have no idea. Never seen it.
Neither have I. I'm just looking at the images right now. It was on when I was a kid. It's not sexualized. Get out of here.
Apparently, have you seen the city that has been overrun by sex-mad monkeys?
No.
Yeah.
Are they trying to hump legs, or are they just having sex with other monkeys?
No, I mean, there's a picture. These monkeys have taken over. They've pretty much taken over the city. It's Lopburi, the city, Thai city of Lopburi. And apparently they're sex-craved, and they are eating themselves to death on fast food crap.
Maybe we shouldn't be that concerned about the monkeys, if they're going to eat themselves to death.
Estimated 6,000 monkeys terrorizing locals.
In the last couple of weeks, you've given me a story about people going to zoos and putting, like, chainsaws in monkeys' hands. And this one?
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about the chainsaw monkeys than I am the
sex-based
monkeys.
They're attacking, literally attacking anyone brave enough to stand in their way.
Why would you stand in the way of a monkey having sex with another monkey?
Well, no, if you walk outside, look, I mean, they've taken over the streets.
Time.
You can't walk outside.
Where would you rather be?
Seattle? Monkeys are going to take over. We got to make a movie.
It's already been done multiple times. Would you rather be in the autonomous zone in Seattle or this monkey sex crazy place?
Oh, autonomous zone. I don't want to be around a bunch of monkeys that are going to attack me.
Seattle.
That are sex craved.
Seattle not so
suppose
bad.
Suppose they somehow get my clothes off me.
How would you let them allow monkeys to get clothes off?
The monkeys will rip your clothes off.
And do you? Now I've got images of you and the
monkey.
Doing
that's
stuff.
Right. The Belarus president regrets. He's got regrets. Well, he would. He claimed that vodka would cure coronavirus. Guess what happened? He contracted the killer bug.
In a related note, Herman Cain, who was, let's say, someone on Twitter and other places who pushed, let's say, the lack of severity of coronavirus, went to the Tulsa rally that didn't do so hot for the president without a mask on. Herman Cain survived colon cancer. Herman Cain did not survive corona. He died. So, keep playing games. I mean, I'm not taking glee from a man dying, particularly a man who had already survived cancer, but stop playing games with corona.
Yeah, that ain't funny. So apparently there's a new law in Egypt that will sentence women to 2 years in prison for TikTok videos.
If they're salacious or just any TikTok video?
I believe just any, if you're on TikTok.
Well, and this is in Korea?
Young women who become famous on social media for TikTok videos. Each of them 2 years in prison. Latest episode of long-running culture war. Egyptian court Monday convicted two women, social media stars, on charges of violating family issues, family values, and sentenced each of them to 2 years imprisonment.
And what country did you say this was again?
The court also found three men guilty on charges of helping post the women's videos, lawyers said. And they received the same sentence. Don't be involved in posting TikTok videos in Egypt. Got it?
First, no one is going to allow an American anywhere, so I don't have to worry about that, first off. And secondly, I will remember. No TikTok videos.
No TikTok videos when you go to Egypt, though. Don't put any girl in a TikTok video.
When do you think countries will allow Americans into their country? I mean, Mexico does it now, but...
They don't want to. They want to shut the borders.
That's true. Like, when is Europe going to open up their borders? Oh, Croatia. Croatia is allowing Americans in, and now people are flocking there.
Yeah. And there's an Emirates flight that said, we'll pay for your funeral. We'll give you $1,700 funeral for your funeral if you die.
If you happen to die.
10:56, the press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5.